5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Merkle Media.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Well, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary's Tech Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Mumbai Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have a Frazita!
Swangles and Fort Lauderdale.
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior.
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Rockfin, Odyssey, Band.video, Vigilante.tv, or you are listening wherever podcasts are served, thanks a million. We appreciate the support. You can connect with us through the website, theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. You can find me on Twitter at Macroaggressions. You can find me on Instagram now at Macroaggressions Podcast. Thanks to our sponsors that make the show work, Legal Shield. They've been in business for half a century. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and they're available in the United States and Canada. It's the collective buying power of all of us directed towards high-powered law firm in your area. It gets you access to an attorney that you probably wouldn't want to pay for if you had to pay retail. You're going to get, on average, an attorney with 22 years of experience, so it's not going to be somebody fresh out of law school. They can help you with a variety of things, including contracts, especially contracts. If you are in need of a last will and testament, like a lot of people are, you can get that knocked out there. Financial power of attorney, medical power of attorney, you got to have those things. You just, as an adult living in the United States, especially, I don't know, I can't speak to Canada, but if you die without a will, the state gets involved in your affairs and it turns into a mess. So you can't do that. You've got to have something squared away. You can do that with Legal Shield. It's a dollar a day. It's $30 a month. It'll get you in. Like day one, as soon as you sign up, call the attorney in your area, set up an appointment, go in there and get all these documents knocked out. If you're getting married and you need a prenup, you can get it done from them too. I mean, I'm not saying anything. It's just an option. It's available. If you carry a gun, they have gun ownership documentation and paperwork. They have all kinds of things. I'll tell you what, the best thing to do, if you think this sounds like something you might be interested in, go to the website that is specific just to this show, www.don'tgetpushedaround.com, and look for yourself. You'll find all kinds of things. You'll find an a la carte menu of services that they offer, including ID Shield, a small business plan, and things like that. So take a look, check it out, see if it's right for you. If it is, pull the trigger. If not, that's cool. But if you think there's somebody in your family that might be interested in this as well, might be worth your time to send it there. Don'tgetpushedaround.com. Also, thank you to EMPShield.com. They are building a fantastic EMP shielding device that I could probably use right now as I hear thunder and saw lightning outside before I started recording this. It'll protect you against lightning for sure. That's a more reasonable thing that you'll encounter. It'll protect you against solar flares. Hopefully we don't have that. Against EMPs, hopefully we don't have that either. But I'll tell you what, I'm seeing a lot of funny stuff. Funny business. They're issuing satellite phones to members of Congress. I'm sure that's just a gigantic precautionary measure. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Yeah, they're not planning something. Oh, look, I don't know. But I'll tell you what. EMP Shield has built a device that works really well. It's many times more efficient than a single-use military design EMP protector. It can handle up to over 40 EMP strikes. You can install it not just on your house, but if you're thinking proactively, think about your car as well. And these days, our cars are so wired up. You want to have something on there that will protect your car, motorhome if you have one, boat if you have one, generator if you have one, or maybe get a bundle package. You can knock out a couple of them all at once. So it's fitted to the household circuit breaker with just four wires. It's pretty easy to do. It installs like a type 2 surge protector. If you know how to do that, you can do it yourself. You can follow the instruction videos on EMPShield.com. You can find them on YouTube if you want to find videos there. You can have an electrician come out and do it. Whatever you want, options are there. Go to EMPShield.com, take a look, see what they're building. And if you think it might be right for you, the promo code MACRO will most definitely save you some money on your way out. And all of this money that you save, you can use it to buy some silver and gold so that you can bribe the border guards when you need to get the hell out of this country when the wheels fall off, which may be next Tuesday. At the rate we're going, it's all happening, as Alex says. Well, I got to talk to you about this. You know, the Biden administration, boy. It's an endless source of entertainment. It'd be funnier if it wasn't so serious, but just watching these people work, it's like when their pup handler isn't getting arrested for stealing luggage for a third time, you know, you've got it's just incompetence on top of incompetence. You've got Kamala Harris describing time and space when she's not pontificating about school buses and things like that. Did the president, there may be multiple presidents out there. There's multiple White Houses that clearly aren't the same White House. We know that. So when there's multiple Joe Bidens that aren't the same Joe Biden, we know that. Could you imagine making a duplicate of Kamala Harris? God, what a waste of ingenuity. If you could make clones that good that you chose to make another Kamala Harris, you might as well make 100 of her. God bless it. But I keep winding up on these people because their policies get announced and they're so stupid. You just shake your head and you go, there's no way this can be real. Really? Is this for real? Please tell me this is some deep fake. Well, they've come out with a thing and they announced it a while ago. I heard about it a while ago. I didn't really dig too much into it until recently. I was having a conversation with Mel Kay. She mentioned it. She mentioned Justice 40 and I wrote it down during our little talk of Justice 40. That's right. I need to follow up on this one because I remember reading about it and thinking, well, that's a dumb idea. And of course, the Biden administration proposed it. So what is it exactly? What's Justice 40? Well, I know it sounds like a West Coast rap group, but it's really not. It's an initiative. They love initiatives. I remember hearing George Carlin's talking about initiatives and this initiative and that initiative. And every time I hear these shitbag politicians talking about initiatives, I always think of George Carlin all the time, but I specifically think of him when they're talking about initiatives. And Justice 40 is an initiative established by President Biden's Executive Order 14008 to direct 40% of the benefits of certain federal investments, including clean energy, energy efficiency, clean transit, affordable and sustainable housing, training and workforce development, remediation and reduction of legacy pollution, and the development of clean water infrastructure to disadvantaged communities. Hey, Flint, Michigan, you're finally getting clean water. Maybe. Joe Biden's going to be doing it. He's installing it and Kamala's going to oversee it. So enjoy that clean water. He's just going to bringing you cases of bottled water. That's all you get. Now, forgive me if I'm not over the top about how enthusiastic I should be about this project, because when I hear all these buzzwords, and it's word salad and buzzwords and all this nonsense. And I start to look, I go, well, so the Biden administration came up with this idea for environmental justice. And we've already done an episode on the Environmental Justice League here. You can go back a couple months and find that one. You say, all right, great. You're going to be in charge of bringing somebody justice for this. And then you look around at the cast of characters in the Biden administration. It looks like the bar from Star Wars. Everybody in there is a mutant. Everybody in there is a diversity hire. Nobody is there on their own merit. They're all dumber than the next person. They're all more incompetent than the person before them. It's just, you look around and you go, even if I thought this was the greatest idea in the world, which I don't, but even if I did, I would have zero confidence that the Biden administration could deliver on any of this stuff. I mean, Pete Buttigieg is talking about roads being racist, for fuck's sake. You think we're going to get him? You think he's going to get on board with clean transit? We had a transit problem and he went on paternity leave with his boyfriend or husband or whatever the fuck he is. This is his solution. We're in a crisis. The trains in East Palestine, Ohio have overturned and spewed toxic waste everywhere. Then these idiots lit it on fire and there's just smoke and fumes and everywhere. And let's find the Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and ask him what he's going to do about all this. Oh, I'm on vacation. Yeah. So forgive me if I'm not ecstatic about the coming Justice 40 solutions to all of our problems. I just don't think any of it's going to get fixed. It's not going to get fixed because they don't want it to get fixed. They're just talking about it. Justice 40 is being run by four different groups. So you know you're going to get, I have four different bosses, Bob. Council on Environmental Quality, Office of Management and Budget, White House Office of Domestic Climate Policy. I wonder what that office smells like. White House Environmental Justice Interagency Council. I'm just looking to see if they can make an acronym out of it. Probably not, but that won't stop them anyway. But don't worry, everybody. Joe Biden, in his 2022 State of the Union address, this was the one where he was super hopped up on amphetamines, like when Adolf Hitler had to give those speeches, and they're just like, let's inject the Fuhrer with, horse amphetamines and let's then push him out there and he'll get everybody riled up. I remember this speech. But Biden said, we'll create good jobs for millions of Americans and we'll do it all to withstand the devastating effects of climate change and promote environmental justice. You get those racist clouds. You get them. You get, oh, why it got to be a white cloud? Why I gotta be? Oh, of course, it's a white cloud. Can't be, storm clouds are on the horizon. Let's talk about, let's focus on the white clouds, everybody. God damn. Environmental justice. No justice, no peace, right? Okay, so I went ahead and dug into, science, the science, registered trademark, I went ahead and dug into actual science to get to the bottom of some of, the bold-faced lie that Joe Biden tells here. The devastating effects of climate change. Where are the devastating effects of climate change that you're talking about? Where are they? What are you talking about? We know those that have, those that are familiar with this show or the books I've written, and, you know, and it, I am but one voice out of thousands that are screaming the same thing. Climate change is fake. Pollution is real, but climate change is fake. Carbon dioxide excesses in the atmosphere. The numbers that I'll get to them in a little bit here. But the numbers of where we are as far as parts per million carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, I've got good news and bad news for the people. The good news is we're not going to die. The bad news is as soon as everybody on the planet figures out these actual numbers, the climate change grift is over. So bad news for them. We have 31,000 scientists that have signed the Oregon Institute of Science and Medicine's petition rejecting the scam of global warming and saying, quote, no convincing evidence of climate change, end of quote. 31,000 scientists, enough to fill a pretty good portion of Dodger Stadium with just scientists, engineers, academics, people that understand numbers, people that aren't afraid of racist math, people that can count, people that know their ABCs, scientists that actually got degrees in science as opposed to 16th century indigenous women's lit study groups or whatever the fuck you're being taught at some woke-ass college. These are real scientists. And they said, it's not happening. It's not there. It's not real. It's not 31 guys. It's not 31 scientists. It's 31,000 scientists got together and signed this. And I'm not even saying that that's all the scientists that are out there. Maybe thousands more had no idea that any of this was going on. But this is by no means settled science. Okay, now Joe Biden can go out there and talk about the devastating effects of climate change. And I ask you, show me where they are. Show me what the devastating effects of climate change look like. Show me. Is it rising sea levels? Because we've debunked that. We've got pictures of all kinds of historical places 120 years ago with the sea level exactly at the same level as it was 20 minutes ago. So the sea levels aren't rising. Dan Pena will tell you that if they were rising, you'd never be able to build a high-rise condo building in South Florida because it'd be in the prospectus that anybody that tries to build here, you know, good luck to you. You in 30 years, this entire area may be underwater and your investment will be worth nothing. That's not in the prospectus. You know why? Because it's not a reality. It's not even a possibility that the banks are even covering their asses on. They haven't. They put all kinds of things in these residential condo development project paperwork. I know because I worked for developers. I sold high-rise condos. This is what I did. Never saw anything about anything along those lines. Okay. Well, to be fair, I didn't work in South Florida, but where is it? Where's the devastating effects of climate change? They don't exist because climate change doesn't exist. And after 3 years of COVID and the invisible enemy, and it's just around the corner and it's definitely going to murder you as soon as you're not paying attention to it, or if you're walking the wrong way down a grocery store aisle, it's going to get you. I think a lot of people have realized the science is for sale. And if you've got an agenda that you want to push, the best way you can push that agenda, if you're a politician or some scumbag globalist, is to say, we're not the ones saying it. The scientists are. And you know, scientists, they're above reproach. They're married to the science. They're definitely not for sale. Wink, wink. We haven't bought all these scientists. Of course you have. In fact, I'll tell you what. You don't even have to buy them. You just have to allow them to exist inside academia. And then you control the framework of academia. And anybody that gets outside of the established narratives inside academia, you just throw them out. So then it becomes self-censorship. So whether you buy them or you just tell them these are the acceptable lines of conversation, you can talk about it in between here. Anything outside of that, well, you saw what happened to Bob last week, right? He's gone. So if you get outside the lines, then you'll be gone too. So it's easy to manage these people. And it's easy to buy the science. And it's easy to control the science. And it's easy when it's an invisible gas up in the fucking atmosphere. What are you going to do? You're going to go out there with your tire pressure gauge and test it to see how many parts per million are up there? No, you're absolutely at the mercy of somebody else telling you the answers to that. So you have to believe, you have to trust the person, right? You have to know who the person is. Do you trust them or not? Well, it's coming from the United Nations, so they're trustworthy. No, absolutely not. It's coming from the United Nations, therefore it is not trustworthy. So, reminder, Mount Katla is buried under an Icelandic glacier. This Mount Katla is a volcano, but it's buried under an Icelandic glacier. It currently emits 24,000 tons of CO2 every single day. And this is one of many volcanoes that are around the world that are even active. This sits on 40,000. There are 40,000. I shouldn't say this particular volcano sits on it, but there are 40,000 miles of volcanically active mid-ocean ridges that release untold thousands of tons of CO2 into the atmosphere each day without any media attention. 40,000 miles under the sea, like the woke Little Mermaid, under the sea with Sebastian. Do you know how many volcanoes are erupting right now? Take a guess. I don't know. You may be right. You may think, I don't know, 3, 2, I don't know, 0. There's one in Mexico that's getting kind of crazy. Is that going to do a full blown eruption? How many tons of CO2 are we going to put out in the atmosphere if a volcano goes off today? Oh, I have news for you. There are currently, as of today, the minute I am recording this, I went and found active volcanoes that are currently erupting around the world right this second, 49 of them. There's 49 volcanoes going up. Now, if you type into Google, does volcanic CO2 outnumber man-made CO2? Every single result you will get will say, well, actually, man-made CO2 is way more than volcanic CO2. Every single answer you get will say that. You can try it. They're already terrified that you will come to this conclusion because it debunks everything. You see, they're not concerned about carbon dioxide in the atmosphere at all. And you know that because they classify it anthropogenic, man-made climate change is what they're worried about. They're not worried about natural carbon dioxide in the atmosphere because they can't tax nature. And we've had these conversations. We've talked about this before. It's all a gigantic scam. So the entire premise of the devastating effects of climate change that Joe Biden mentioned in his 2022 State of the Union address is built on a foundation of lies. There is no devastating effects of climate change. It doesn't exist. It's not a thing. They're only telling you that they're telling you that it's a thing. And then they're telling you that there are effects from it. And then they're telling you that they're devastating. They don't show any proof. There's no proof. Joe Biden is in a post-fact world. He doesn't need facts. He's got feelings. That's all that matters. It's not that they have any facts to prove their climate change grift. They don't need them. As long as they can get you to feel that it's a real thing, that's all that matters. Because they'll control the so-called facts by wrapping up all these doctors, and they'll control what you find online by getting the social media and the search engines to all get on board with this. And of course, they're all going to be on board with it because they're all parts of the World Economic Forum and they're pushing climate change. It's part of their core competency is climate change. It's coming to kill all of us and we've got to transform society and we've got to build the fourth industrial revolution and you've got to live in a smart city. All because of climate change. 15-minute cities, we got to have them. Smart buildings, we've got to have them. You can't drive a car. You can't go out into nature. You can't do any of these things. You have too many cow farts and we've got to have a carbon social credit score for you. All these things are tied back to climate change, and climate change is as fake as a $3 bill. So their whole agenda is fake. So it's important that when we come out here, so Justice 40 is a scam by definition. The idea that they're going to direct 40% of benefits, federal investments, into this woke ideology is laughable. So that if you go there's a thing called a climate and economic justice screening tool. I know it's as dumb as you think it's going to be. There's a website where you can search. I'll give you the domain. You can play around with it. Screeningtool.geoplatform.gov. It's a census track that tracks whether you are overburdened or underserved. And it's highlighted. It's sort of shaded. You can just pull up you can go wherever you put your address in, or you can just zoom in like a Google Maps and take a look and find shaded places. And then it's got all kinds of demographics about that. So it's broken down into 8 categories, this climate and economic justice screening tool. The 8 categories are climate change, energy, health, housing, legacy pollution, transportation, water, and workforce development. So inside this climate change category, it's the first one you go to because they list it as number one, the most important thing. It's the most important problem in America. Well, it's the second most important. I forgot. White nationalist domestic terrorism inside America is the number one problem. I almost forgot. Biden told me that. And then Mayorkas sort of reinforced that when he told me again it was that it's those whites. And I believe him because these guys would never lie. They never lie about anything, right? So in the climate change category, it said they give you some choices, some sort of categories within the category. Expected agricultural loss rate, expected building loss rate, expected pollution loss rate, projected flood risk, projected wildfire risk, and then it says, and low income. Because low income and climate change fits how? How exactly? I don't know. But they're trying to tell you that they're connected, that low income has something to do with it. In fact, all 8 categories that I mentioned, the climate change, energy, health, housing, legacy pollution, transportation, water, and workforce development, they all have low income as the last item on it. Low income water. Okay. Regardless of how relevant it is, there's just another category that says low income. So just... you just have to be at or above the 65th percentile to qualify as low income, which is calculated at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. And this information comes from the census. So I don't know. So they're really concerned with climate change for poor people. They don't care about climate change for rich people, apparently, or middle class people. Not that there is a middle class in America anymore. You're so silly thinking that the middle class is still around. No, they destroyed that. They destroyed that with NAFTA. Here's a quote from it. All Justice 40 covered programs are required to engage in stakeholder consultation and ensure that community stakeholders are meaningfully involved in determining program benefits. There we go. You knew it was coming. You knew you were going to hear these woke terms like stakeholder. Whenever you hear stakeholder capitalism, you know you're about to embark on some high-grade horseshit. And of course, this is what it is. It's ESG woke DEI garbage, and it's required under this system. So if you want to get involved and you want to get some sort of climate reparations, woke pollution reparations, then you've got to engage in stakeholder consultation, which means it's not shareholder consent. You're not owning shares in this. Stakeholder is a different, it's something totally different. It's communism. It's communism. You know, but communism, if you haven't noticed, it's got kind of a bad reputation. So they don't call it communism anymore because nobody would want to get involved in it. So they call it stakeholder. Like, oh, you're going to have a stake in this. Oh, really? Am I going to have a large stake? Well, maybe not as large as you had hoped. Am I going to have anything? Well, you're going to eat the bugs. Boy, I sure could go for a steak. You'll get crickets. So this woke pollution reparations grift, I don't know what else to really call this. It said that it'll deliver, in the terminology, they say that it's going to deliver, they want to direct 40% of benefits, not 40% of the money. They want 40% of the benefits to communities that are considered to be, quote, disadvantaged. But everything is left intentionally vague as to what the benefits will be. How do you measure, how do you quantify that? Oh, you got benefits from this Justice 40 thing. I did? What were they? Oh, well, the benefit was that you the roads, remember those racist roads? Well, they're not racist anymore, and now you benefited from it. So you and you're like, oh, okay. Did you fix them? No, we don't. We definitely didn't fix it, but they're just not racist anymore. And so you benefited from that. I mean, you could just see where this is going. It's going to a place where, like, they even call it. They call it climate racism. You think I'm kidding? And it sounds like I'm just making this up. I fully recognize it. So, there he goes. He's making shit up. I'm not that funny to come up with climate racism. It's pretty funny. I mean, it is pretty. And they want harmful buildings removed. I don't know what a harmful building is, but they definitely want those out of here. And they want lead pipes for water removed. And probably statues too. I mean, we are talking about climate racism. So if we have any statues that are, oh, I don't know, outdoors in the sun, they're probably racist. So they prioritize union labor. They want to prioritize union labor, but there is a catch. They want to replace white union. I'm not making this up. They want to replace white union workers with BIPOC, BIPOC, Black Indigenous People of Color. I identify as a person of color. I am a person of color. My color is clear, okay? And women. So they want to get rid of white union workers. Definitely not. This isn't climate racism. This sounds like some climate racism to me. When you start signifying and differentiating which workers you want to no longer work there. We want the white ones gone, and we want them replaced with black ones and women, which they consider this to be a, quote, win-win. Get rid of the honkies and move in the black women. Perfect. This is gonna go well. I can't wait to see the Justice 40. I'm going to need a 40 after this. Federal investments in infrastructure projects. They've got federal investments for infrastructure projects. Finally, there's something in this package I can get on board with. Oh, shit. But it's only for businesses run by minorities. And women. If you're a minority or a woman, then they've got federal money for your infrastructure projects. But if you're white, take the bus. You're fucked. They call it, and of course, they have a term for this. You got to have a term for this when you're discriminating against people on the basis of the color of their skin. It sounds so bad when you call it racism. So you've got to change the terminology and completely invert it so that you don't look like the overt racist that you are. So instead of just calling this reverse racism, which is what it is, they've come up with a term called inclusive public procurement and contracting. It's inclusive of everybody except white guys. White guys, you're on your own. But it's definitely inclusive. Why don't they just call it inclusive revenge against whites? I mean, won't you get some sort of ESG credit for truth in advertising? I don't know. But so I asked the question, where are the upgrades to the power grid? Regardless of what color and gender you are, especially if you're cake gender, where are the upgrades to the power grid? California shuts down their power grid in August when it gets above 105 degrees in the valley. They just do. I mean, it just goes to brownouts, and then they tell everyone, don't turn your air conditioning on. Don't charge your electric car during the day. Meanwhile, they want everybody to go fully to electric cars. California's infrastructure grid can't handle it. Electricity has been a problem in California for a while because it's run by morons. But they've got billions of dollars of federal money just waiting to be spent on the right infrastructure project. And California is saying everybody has to go electric. So you go, okay, well, then maybe the infrastructure project that we should invest in is upgrading California's electrical grid. Does that sound like a good plan? No, they're not doing that. They're not upgrading that. And they're also not protecting just America's power grid against EMP attacks. There's a line item that can do that. There's a budget of $2 billion that is needed to retrofit the power grid of the United States to protect it against EMP blasts. Maybe they can go to EMP Shield if they need to. I don't know. Just saying. $2 billion is all it takes. It's a lot of money to you and me, but it's not a whole lot of money to the government the way they spend it, to make sure that the power grid in America is protected against EMPs. EMPs are a thing. And we've got plenty of enemies that would love to knock the power out to us and watch us all run around like chickens with our heads cut off and then murder each other in the process. They would love to watch that play out. You don't think that we should protect ourselves against that possibility? Let's just say we get a solar flare. $2 billion is a small price to pay to making sure that your power grid works, right? They haven't done it. No money for that. Maybe, I'll tell you what, maybe California's electrical grid should identify as black, trans, and on heroin. Then it'll get some money from California. Maybe they should try that. Just an idea. I mentioned that I was going to talk about carbon dioxide parts per million, okay? Because we hear about the term, we hear about how polluted everything is and how there's too much carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and that we're all going to die for sure. We're all going to die. And we have to make all these massive changes to our society and our behavior and all everything that we hear about with climate change, because there's too much carbon dioxide and we're just about to get to a point where it's too late and the world will end. Well, why don't we talk about the numbers? Shall we? I mean, it's since we're talking about the justice, you know, this Justice 40, who's talking about the most important, the devastating effects of climate change. Well, let's talk about what climate change is. Let's talk about it then. Let's talk about parts per million. The current level for planet Earth right now in the atmosphere is 400 parts per million, 400 carbon dioxide parts per million. Okay. If you are building a building in the United States, there are certain building requirements. You have to have the building ventilated at the right amount of ventilation so that you can have people in and they won't die from lack of oxygen. It all makes sense, right? It's about the only thing that makes sense in America. So the ventilation for buildings, they set a measure, a barometer. There's a parts per million number. In order for you to get approval for your building, The ventilation cannot be, you cannot have more than 1,000 parts per million carbon dioxide. This planet right now, I told you, we're at 400. So we would have to double and then almost double again in order to exceed the allotment for ventilating a building of 1,000. Greenhouses that are trying to grow better crops because they want to capture that carbon dioxide and use that because it's plant food after all. You want to use that. Greenhouses run at about 1,500 parts per million. So that's four times more than what it is right now. If you want to ride in a submarine, if you want to work in a submarine, the allowable amount of carbon dioxide parts per million in a submarine, mind you, we're currently at 400 and they say everybody's going to die. The allowable amount in a submarine is 20,000. Okay. Exhaled breath is 40,000 parts per million of carbon dioxide. So, and by the way, plants die at anything under 150 parts per million. So this idea that we're just filling up the planet with carbon dioxide, that we're at a tipping point, is not true. It's just not true. It's not anywhere close to being true. We're at 400. Greenhouses are four times more than that. And you can go in a greenhouse and be totally fine. In fact, you can, OSHA's limit for 8-hour exposure, meaning you can go, you go, let's say you work in a factory and they're making things and whatever, the byproduct, there's carbon dioxide. The law says that you are good to go to work for 8 hours in this factory, all the way up until a parts per million number of 8,000. We're at 400. So if you took our current planet situation, multiplied it by 20, made it 20 times worse than it currently is, you'd still be fine to work for 8 hours in that factory. So where's the problem, man? Where is it? Because these numbers, this is not an alarm. There's no alarm bell that should be going off here. Not for carbon dioxide. For the big grift that's going on, maybe, but not for carbon dioxide. I'm going to read you something from our favorite moron, Kamala Harris. Oh, God. I'm just looking at this quote, and in my mind, it's coming out with her voice. I won't subject you to it. But she said the following: we know that we cannot achieve health justice, economic justice, racial justice, or educational justice without environmental justice. That is why President Biden and I are committing to addressing environmental injustice. This historic White House Environmental Justice Advisory Council will ensure that our administration's work is informed by the insights, expertise, and lived experiences of environmental justice leaders from across the nation. I have a question. What is an environmental justice leader? Is this Al Sharpton? Is he? He's a social. Oh, he's a social justice leader. I'm sorry, and a grifter, and a Fed rat. He's all those things, and a deflated balloon. And you've never seen Maxine Waters and Al Sharpton in the same place at the same time. That's all I'm saying, is that a case can be made that they are one and the same. But I listened to Kamala, her speech. And I've come across, you know, listen, you can tell Kamala said it because it's got those words over and over and over again. She's too dumb. They have to kind of keep it simple for her, where it's like health justice and economic justice and racial justice and educational justice, environmental justice. Oh, okay, we get it. You're all about justice. You're all about justice when you're locking up people for smoking pot in California. You're all about justice. Yeah, we understand. All about justice for everybody else. No justice for the people, we the people, to see Hunter Biden in prison for smoking crack cocaine when his father wrote the crime bill that put people, specifically smoking crack cocaine, in prison on 5-year stretches, mandatory minimums for that. No, there's no justice there. We're focused on environmental justice. Okay. There's an elephant in the room with regard to clean energy. Nobody wants to talk about it. We're focused. We're trying to make solar panels that don't work. We're trying to make wind turbines that don't work, that require fuck tons of oil to make them even run. They're killing birds. They're screwing up all kinds of things. They're not environmentally friendly. They barely produce any energy. We're doing all these things. We have a source of energy, of clean energy, that has been operating for 6 decades inside America and the world, and that's nuclear energy. Nobody wants to talk about that. Well, I do. I do. Because right now, all we're allowed to talk about is solar and wind. And it's funny because those are the most unreliable, unpredictable, not ready for prime time types of clean energy that's out there right now. And listen, I'm all for it. I don't like the idea of us having to burn coal and create pollution or the byproducts of drilling or whatever. If we could have renewable energy that was free and super cheap, I'd be all for it, right? But here's the problem. Solar isn't ready for prime time. It's just not. It may be. It may not be. At some point, it may be, but it's not right now. Wind most definitely is not. It's just super inefficient. Right now, nuclear accounts for 47% of the clean energy, but we don't talk about it. Wind is 27%. Solar, 9%. They're trying to make wind, which is 27%, and solar, which is 9%. They're trying to make these the only options. Right now, they're currently responsible for a little over a third, but they're maxed out. I want to give you some stats on nuclear energy because I think it's fascinating to find out what this really is. I mean, we hear these stories of Three Mile Island and Chernobyl and Fukushima, and you go, oh, you know, when you have nuclear, you know, they blow up and then everybody dies around them. Well, no, they don't. They're actually the safest form of energy that we've got. And I don't think that these accidents were accidents, to be honest with you. And I don't think that they were, you know, I think that they were done by design. That's just my little conspiratorial mind going on right there. But there are currently 92 nuclear reactors in the United States, and they generate 19% of America's needed energy. Now, we have a huge conversation going on about whether or not we're going to use coal, we're going to have gas and natural gas and coal and all these things or anything. 92 reactors generate 19% of the electricity. Let's just round up. Let's say 100 reactors generate 20%, right? Close enough. So why don't we just build 400 more reactors and then we get it all from nuclear? We're done. Why? I mean, I know that one of the reasons why we can't is because we don't have the enriched uranium. We did, but Hillary Clinton sold it to the Russians in the Uranium One deal with Frank Giustra that she signed off on as the Secretary of State. You remember that? She's all the one that's always saying that Russia, 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 and that they're the bad guys. But what's interesting is that we had access to all this uranium. In fact, 20% of America's uranium supply was sold through the Uranium One deal to the Russians. And then magically, $132 million wound up in the Clinton Foundation right after that. Total coincidence, for sure. Again, we have 92 reactors going right now. Why don't we just build more of those? What's the problem? Nuclear is clean energy. It has been working for 6 decades. It currently accounts for, let's just say, half. 47% is close enough to half of the nation's clean energy production, right? Just of the clean energy, half of it is nuclear. Of the energy in general, 20% is nuclear. Pretty good. Doesn't cost much. Super cheap. And the way it works is that these raw, I'm not a nuclear, I'll have Ken Schwartz come on. He can explain how it all works. He at, from C60 Purple Power, he actually is a nuclear physicist, so he can explain. But the point is, there's material that's inside these protective rods. They remove it from the protective rods. When you remove it, the material gets energized and excited, and they run water, big pools of water over this. And that energy and excitement heats the water to a point where it boils. It turns into steam. The steam turns turbines, and that generates electricity. When you're done with all this, you just put the nuclear material back in the tube. And because when it's back in that tube, it stops reacting. That's how you do it. So it's real easy. The material that's used, it's called uranium pellets. It's about 1 inch. They're about 1 inch. They look like, I don't know. They're just little 1 inch pellets. As an example of like a comparison, one of these uranium pellets is the equivalent to 17,000 cubic feet of natural gas. It's the equivalent to 149 gallons of oil. It's equal to 1 ton of coal. So pretty good bang for your buck. Nuclear plants do not generate greenhouse gas while they're generating electricity. Isn't that interesting? We're so concerned with generating all these planet-killing greenhouse gases, and yet we have energy in nuclear that emits zero, and they won't look at it. That's weird. One nuclear reactor produces as much as 3.125 million solar panels. One reactor. One nuclear reactor produces as much power as 431 large wind turbines, and it can power 100 million light bulbs. Just one of them. We've got 92 of them. We could have 500 of them if we wanted. U.S. nuclear plants generated 772 billion kilowatt hours of electricity in 2022. That is enough to power 72 million homes. So we've got it. We've got access to it. Funny though, but the oil and gas industry isn't hugely favorable on nuclear. I'm sure they have a say in this as well, right? As they're collecting their subsidies. 92% of the time, nuclear power plants are operating at full capacity. Do you know how often solar is working? It's only reliable 24.8% of the time. And wind is only reliable 36.1% of the time. So first of all, you've got an unreliable source of power, wind and solar, not ready for prime time. While you've barely operational, one of them works a third of the time, one of them works a quarter of the time. And meanwhile, you have nuclear plants that are operating at full capacity 92% of the time. 28 of the 50 states in America have nuclear reactors, with Illinois leading the way with 11 of them. South Carolina and New Hampshire receive more than half of their power from nuclear. So look, it's doable. So I guess the question is, why are we so focused on solar and wind when we could use nuclear instead? And I think, unfortunately, the answer is because they don't really want us to have energy independence. They say they do, but they don't. They want us energy dependent. They don't want us to have any sort of independence. They want us to be dependent on the state for everything. They don't want you to have financial independence. They don't want you to have some sort of currency that's outside of the system. They don't want you generating electricity that's outside of the system. They want to know what's going on. They don't want you to be able to generate cheap, clean nuclear energy. When they switch off the oil, gas, and coal on people, they don't want that. They want you to be fully dependent on them. That's what Build Back Better is back. And the real plan is to make sure that America is not able to generate cheap energy. They talk about how, oh, we have to have access to affordable energy. No. They don't want that. I assure you, it's not in their business plan for you to have access to. If it was, You know the guys that keep building those cars that run on water and then turning up dead the next day? Those guys would be on Mount Rushmore if they really wanted energy independence, but they don't. There is, they want you dependent on the Davos crowd for, you know, they want you to have to buy your energy with CBDCs that they control. Ideally, that's what they would have you do. But this concept that you're going to get yourself free from them, that's just not in their plan. No mention of nuclear at weforum.com. You can find some options for tidal energy, meaning energy that's coming from like wave energy that you set up these plants like at the edge of the ocean, and the tidal flows create energy, but that's responsible for like 1%. Geothermal is responsible for 1%. Tidal's, I don't know, probably even less than that. So these are, you know, negligible amounts of energy. They don't want you to focus on that. They want you focused on blue carbon credit marketplaces. They want you to worry about how much energy Bitcoin mining is using. But they definitely don't want you. They want you to focus on, hey, we can generate energy from tidal stuff. We can generate energy from fucking nuclear, dummies. It's everywhere. We could do it right now. We would have all these problems would magically go away. Energy independence would go away. Cheap energy be all over the place. Not polluting to we fix your carbon thing too. But again, they don't want you to fix the problems. How are they going to put their whole world government carbon tax system in place if you fixed all the problems? They most definitely don't want you to fix any problems. There's carbon removal technology discussed at the World Economic Forum's website. They said, we're investing heavily in carbon removal technology. I'm like, you mean trees? You're investing in trees? They're like, no, we've got this great system for removing carbon. I'm like, yeah, they're called trees. They were invented a while ago. They've been around. Perhaps, maybe they didn't go up there and tell you, but you know, no more shining shoes. We got trees. We don't need carbon removal technology. We're at 400 parts per million, you assholes. We don't need it. I know what they'd like. They'd like us to get below that 150 parts per million where all the trees and all the humans die. That's what they would like. They're focused on hydrogen at weforum.org. Go over there and they're like, oh, we're trying to make massive technological gains in the industry of creating energy from hydrogen. It's like, again, why are you worrying about this when you've got nuclear? It's already been invented. You can drive in Southern California. Any of you guys, anybody from that's ever made that drive from South Orange County down to San Diego has driven by San Onofre, the nuclear power plants. Anybody that's seen the movie Naked Gun, if you remember the movie The Naked Gun with Leslie Nielsen, and there's a scene in there where he says, everywhere I go, there's always something that reminds me of her. And they show these two round buildings that look like boobs. And that's the San Onofre nuclear power plant. There's two of them. They look like big boobs. If you've driven down the 5 freeway in Southern California, in South Orange County, you've seen them. They've been there for 40 years. They haven't blown up. They're just fine. Provide that whole area with a ton of power. Not that the California power grid knows what to do with it, because it's old and outdated. So again, let's, I want to go on to this. We'll sort of wrap up with the Davos climate emergency, because they're, you know, they've got this on their website. One of these categories is just called climate change, right? And then you click on that and it opens up six different, 7 different, options for you. The first one is the social cost of carbon. The social cost of carbon. Oh no, what is it? And then you click and you see, what does it mean? You know, what other sort of additional categories do they have connected to the social cost of carbon? They have social protection, development finance, agile government, insurance, financial and monetary systems. And you're like, okay, well, this is part of your carbon credit scam that you guys are putting together. Maurice Strong talked about this 40 years ago, Al Gore's been talking about it for a long, long time. His best friend was Ken Lay from Enron, who may or may not have died of a heart attack after he was sentenced to 25 years in prison. So this idea of the social cost of carbon, they're going to make it a cost. They're going to make it so that they can tax it and create allowances and allotments and things like that. They go on the next category for climate change is sustainable land use. And you go, okay, cool. What categories coincide with sustainable land use? They're like human rights. And you're like, okay, maybe. And then the second one on the list is drones. And you're like, what? Food security, water. What do drones have to do with this? Are you going to be monitoring people with drones to make sure that their land use is sustainable? Probably. It goes on. There's a next category, investing in climate. You mean like carbon taxes? Next section, transitioning to clean energy. And you look at that, it says net zero, electricity, infrastructure, hydrogen, oil and gas. It's like, yeah, where's nuclear? The transitioning to clean energy. I just read you the one that's responsible for 47% of all clean energy. Doesn't appear anywhere in there. They just don't want to talk about it. They don't want to actually solve the problem. They want to create a bigger problem and then scream about it and then tax you as a way to fix the problem that they created. The old problem reaction solution switcheroo. Next on this, the Paris Agreement. And you click on that and you go, okay, well, what categories are tied to the Paris Agreement? And the first one on the list, you go, uh-oh, global governance. Global governance? What does a world government have to do with the Paris Agreement? Well, it has to do with the climate, Paris Climate Accord. It has to do with what they want. Trump got us out of that. By the way, I mean, credit where credit is due. I don't give the guy much credit for what he did because I don't really care for him a ton, but he got us out of the Paris Climate Accord, and that was a good thing. And people were like, oh, he's anti-climate. No, he just recognized that this is a scam. He's probably jealous. He didn't come up with it, but regardless, this is a scam. And the first thing on the list when you click the Paris Agreement is global governance and then social protection, you know. Whatever. And then you go down to the next category, building climate coalition. And the first subcategory on that, global governance. And you go, what the fuck? And then you go to the next major category, understanding climate risks. And you click on that and it says global governance. And you go, okay, I think I'm starting to understand what the plan is here. The plan, let's work backwards. It's global governance is the goal. And then we're going to work ourselves back. How do we achieve that? Understanding climate risks, building climate coalitions, the Paris Agreement. We're going to use carbon. We're going to use the climate as the justification to create this global governance. Now, if only there was a book that wrote about this in 1971, laying out this whole thing. Oh, wait, there is. It's called The Limits to Growth by the Club of Rome. You can read that book. I've got it. You can read that book and it'll tell you all about the climate scam that they're going to create and how they say it in the book. That we will use the justification of global warming, whether real or imagined for our purposes, as the pretext to form a world government with carbon taxes as the funding mechanism for the world government. They lay it out. I didn't write that. They did. They gave you the plan. It's right there. So I don't know. We'll wrap up with this. Davos, meaning World Economic Forum, was founded with climate change in mind, this whole thing. This isn't just some evolution that they finally got themselves to a point where they're going to, you know, start to talk about the important issues like climate change. No, the World Economic Forum, one of the core fundamental reasons for its existence is to drive the Club of Rome's climate initiative. I mean, Maurice Strong was one of the, he was Klaus Schwab's protege. Klaus Schwab gave the eulogy at Maurice Strong's funeral. And Klaus Schwab was all about global warming, using that as a scam. He owned oil companies, for fuck's sake. You know what I mean? He didn't care. He wasn't an environmentalist. He owned oil companies. But he worked at the United Nations since he was 17 years old and was David Rockefeller's protege. And then Maurice Strong grew up and then he became Klaus Schwab's protege. And he taught him the carbon tax hustle. And that's what we're getting into right now. So World Economic Forum, Build Back Better, Biden, it's all the same thing. They're all going off of the same concepts: climate justice, climate guilt, behavior modification, new marketplaces, carbon taxes, you name it, the whole thing. The funding mechanism for the new world order. I tell you what, man, if you have energy dependence and it's tied to governance, to your government, your energy is dependent on your government providing it, boy, I think that's a recipe for disaster. That sounds to me like economic suicide, but what do I know? I'm just a climate-denying conspiracy theorist wearing my tinfoil hat. Hey, if you like this episode, you can take the additional step right now of sharing it with your friends and family. You can follow me on Twitter at macroaggression, the website, the octopus of globalcontrol.com. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you again soon.
On eBay, every find has a story. Like if you're looking for a vintage Banty. Not just a tee, the Banty. You wore it everywhere. Until your BFF stole it. Now you're on eBay. And there it is. Same tee, from the same tour. The things you love have a way of finding their way back to you. Especially on eBay. Where else can you find that mint trading card you searched everywhere for? Or your first car? The one you wished you never sold. It has to be eBay. Shop eBay for millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Moro Casino, America.
a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.